It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning. And Tom Rogers is sitting in for Dave Dickey. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dave. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at the cash hog market as we begin this Wednesday morning. Slowed buying interest and reduced daily slaughters are expected to keep the pressure on prices today. Some sources, though, say declines may not be as severe as those that were seen the first 2 days of this week. Early calls are weak to as much as a dollar per hundredweight lower in Peoria. The call is 50 lower, top price $39.50. They say buying interest has declined, so prices could be lower again today. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Tuesday, November 14th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,790. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $49.50 to $59.28. The weighted average was $57.89. That was down 70 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $41.30 to $50 even, the weighted average $45.26. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $14,735. The base price range was $49 even to $60.27. The weighted average was $57.18. That was down $1.55 from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $40.35 to $47.11. The weighted average was $44.57.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We had a continued upward move in the overnight trade. We'll take a look at that, and we'll also get an opening analysis from Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. Now let's take a look at our growing areas weather for today here at the Ag Weather. AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. Hi, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. And taking a look at the weather for the Midwest, of course, we've been talking about it all morning. We're going to have a major storm system moving through the area. And it's just fortunate for those that are traveling that it's happening now and not a month or two later, because if the temperatures in the atmosphere were, just say about 5 degrees colder, we could be looking at a major blizzard in parts of the Midwest. As it looks now, it's going to be windy and wet. And the wet conditions are going to be most pronounced in the Ohio River Valley on up into the eastern Midwest, including Michigan and Ohio, the states that have the slowest harvest progress of the season. There's still about a third of the crop in the ground in the eastern Midwest. So those areas are going to turn wet and windy for the next several days. Fields will not be accessible. Now, we do see on the maps for next week a drier weather pattern and eventually milder air coming in. It's going to be rather chilly over the weekend, temperatures running a bit below average. And then it looks like temperatures may moderate a little bit as we go into next week. Now, that doesn't mean warm. We're now into November, and by the time we get to next week, average highs are in the 40s and average lows are around 30. So mild would mean some 50s for highs, and I think we'll start to see that in at least parts of the lower Midwest. But it does look like we are not going to have favorable weather for the late season field work in the parts of the Midwest that really need it the most. Now, in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, they're missing out on most of the rain here. The low pressure system is intensifying this morning in Arkansas. It's going to track into western Tennessee and then Kentucky and then up across Cincinnati, Ohio, and then up over Cleveland and up toward Georgian Bay over the next couple of days. So most of the heavy rain will be just to the north and west of that low track. And scattered showers and thunderstorms locally heavy south and east of that storm track. But that has missed most of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, so not a lot of precipitation for that area. There were some showers out in parts of the northern belt during the last 24 hours, but by and large, we're not looking at a whole lot of moisture for the wheat crop out there. But that's not a serious problem. The areas that did get the most rain were Kansas and Nebraska, and most of the Oklahoma rainfall was to the east of the main wheat production areas. Locally heavy rain has fallen during the last 24 hours in Arkansas. 1 to 3 inches of rain has fallen there, and much of the Delta getting some rain, the soybean areas, although the soybeans have now been harvested, and some of that rain's pushing into the southeast as well. Turning to the southern hemisphere and looking at South America, basically weather conditions there are very favorable for the start of the season, as we've been saying. During the last 24 hours, some rain started to push into the southern production areas of Brazil, or I should say of Argentina. Rain pushed into the southern Argentina production areas. That includes portions of La Pampa and Buenos Aires, and even some far southern parts of Cordoba sharing in some of the rain. And generally, 1/2 to 1 inch rainfall totals in that area, but some places getting 1 to 2 inches. Now, as you go farther north into the northern production areas of Argentina and all of the production areas of Brazil, dry weather prevailed during the last 24 hours. And of course, that's favorable for planting. And it looks like favorable planting weather will continue in the northern areas of Brazil. And when I say northern areas of Brazil, that means the northern production areas of the bean belt in Brazil. That would include Mato Grosso, Goiás, and Minas Gerais. Those areas had the most rain last week. Showers and thunderstorms, though, are going to continue in the southern production areas of Argentina today, and then gradually move northward through the northern production areas of Argentina and into southern Brazil, including Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina and Paraná. And those showers will be beneficial for crop development. So excellent conditions continue down that way. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Thank you, Ed. Let's take a look now at overnight trade. Kansas City December wheat opened overnight at 520 and a quarter a bushel, up a penny and a half. Last traded up 3/4. March, 533 and 3/4, up 2 1/4. Last trade, up 2. December wheat in Chicago on the Board of Trade opened at 490 overnight, up 3.5 cents. Last trade up 3. March, 508.5, up 2 3/4. Last trade up 2 1/4. May wheat opened at 507.5, up 3. Last trade up 3. July, 475, up 1. Last trade up 4. In the corn pit, December opened at 358, up 1/4. Last trade up 1 3/4. March of next year, 371.25, down 1/4. Last trade up 2 1/4. May, 374.5, down 1/4. Last trade up 2 3/4. July corn, 378.5, down 1.5. Last trade up 1 1/4. September corn for next year, 358, down 3/4. Last trade up 1/4. And December redline corn, 345, down 1/4. Last trade up 2. December oats opened overnight at 268, up 4. Last trade down 1. The March at 276, up 1 1/4. Last trade up 1.5. January soybeans in Chicago opened at 671.25, unchanged. Last trade up 3. The March at 684, down 1/2. Last trade up 1 3/4. May beans, 693, unchanged. Last trade up 2. July, 701.5, down 1. Last trade up 1. November, far side, 708 3/4, down 3/4. Last trade up 1 1/4, or 1.5, rather. In the products, December bean meal opened at 194.40, unchanged. Last trade up 9. January, 195.30, up 1. Last trade up 1, up 10, rather. Last trade up 130. And the December contract was up 90 on the open. December bean oil opened at 28.69, up 3. Last trade up 22 cents. January, 29.09, up 1. Last trade up 14. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities and Champagne. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning.
Hello, Clayton. We would want to first to draw a little attention to the bean oil market. Some higher prices in the oils might have a sway on how bean prices open today, you think?
Yeah, I think so, Tom. I mean, it's kind of all a package deal, but yeah, the bean oil has definitely been the leader in the bean complex lately, and just kind of comes surging back here and is closer to its previous highs than any of the other than the meal or the beans themselves. So, not exactly sure what's going on there, but funds clearly have an appetite for everything, but certainly seem to be favoring the bean oil and the corn.
Yeah, that momentum is still going, and you said the corn will be following beans today, you think?
No, I'm saying the beans seem to be sort of be led by the oil. No, I think overall, as far as the floor goes, I think the corn is the leader here. That's kind of where the buying began yesterday, and then just really snowballed. A couple of funds in particular were real aggressive buyers. There does seem to be a little disagreement in terms of how many contracts were bought by funds yesterday. It seemed like a lot of people were talking about 4,000 or 5,000 contracts, but my understanding is, including the electronic trade, it was something upwards of 20,000 contracts bought by the funds in the corn. And boy, you just can't fight that kind of buying interest.
Anything that might temper the upward trend right now?
Yeah, boy, that's a good question. Just the sheer numbers, the amount of their longs, you'd think would at some point. I mean, we were just head and shoulders above any previously high level of fund longs here at this point. I think in the long run, ultimately, it's going to be a question of economics in terms of, you know, how attractive will corn be for ethanol users or other users as well. But I think we're rapidly approaching a point here where you finally will see a little elasticity of demand evidenced.
Corn is also pulling the wheat market along?
Sure seems like it to me. Wheat was kind of the last to follow yesterday, although an amazing turnaround, 7 lower at one point and then finished as well as it did. But wheat seemed to be having some problems and was sort of divorcing itself from the corn and beans, it seemed like. But, boy, it just couldn't ignore that strength much longer. And, yes, it did get pulled up as well.
All right, let's get your calls on the board of trade.
The best thing people have to go by, I guess, is how we finished last night. And that might be a dangerous assumption because it's a whole different world when that 9:30 bell goes off. But the calls we're getting from the floor right now are 1 or 2 better in corn and 2 to 3 better in beans and wheat.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you bet. Thank
Clayton
you.
Pope is with Clayton Pope Commodities and Champagne. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, 901.